Just off the Courthouse Square in Dalhart, Texas, you'll find a small museum devoted to a very large subject, the XIT Ranch. The 3-million-acre spread is the stuff of legends, and the larger story of the region is a fascinating tale you'll find told here. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The XIT Ranch began in the Texas Panhandle in the 1880s when Chicago investors purchased 3 million acres of land from the state when they were raising funds to build a new state capitol building. As Nick Olson shares, some of the facts surrounding a ranch that size are really amazing.
Out here, there's not a lot of water, so they drilled over 350 wells for windmills, and they weren't very close together when you're looking at a 200-mile strip of land.
It took about 6,000 miles of wire to fence the area, which caused another problem at one point.
They hired a fence crew. The fence crew hired a cook. The cook started a fire which burned 1 million acres of land. It wasn't all on their land, unfortunately. Some of it was on neighbors' land, so then they had lawsuits with neighbors.
By the 1930s, some of this ranch was already being sold, but those who farmed and ranched here were being hit by another challenge. Here in Dalhart, people experienced the winds of the Dust Bowl, and that changed lives and fortunes for decades.
Dalhart is in Dallam and Hartley County. It's on the county line. And both of those counties were considered part of the heart of the Dust Bowl. And in the mid-30s, the government did a survey of what they considered the 20 counties in the heart, and Dalhart was right in the middle of those 20.
The XIT Museum here tells more than the story of the ranch, but the story of the area, beginning with the Native Americans and moving forward to today.
We decide to tell the story of the Dust Bowl through a timeline, like the Great Plains. What brought the farmers to the Great Plains? Not just Dalhart, but the whole Plains.
It's a story of opportunity and challenge, still being told here in the heart of the Texas Panhandle. Traveling the countryside in Dalhart, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.